Sure. Serana is a serum, media, and reagent supplier to the biopharmaceutical manufacturing businesses. We primarily collect animal origin byproducts from abattoirs and process those byproducts into products that can be used in the biopharmaceutical manufacturing line. So sera is animal sera, which is a component of animal blood. We separate the sera from the raw blood, and we further sterile filter that serum down into a usable product for the pharmaceutical business.
And what kind of pharmaceuticals is that used in?
It's used in all kinds of things, but anything to do with cell and tissue culture. Cell and tissue culture is a wide area of science. That manufacturing method is used in the vaccine manufacturing business, both for animal vaccine production as well as human vaccine production.
And where do you export this product? Where do you export it to?
Worldwide, everywhere.
Is it also sold in Australia?
It's sold here in Australia too, yeah, that's right.
Can we start off with just you explaining how this ordeal has really affected you and your company?
How it has affected us and this company? This whole ordeal has affected us, obviously, personally quite heavily with the stress of ongoing federal court cases, and as well as trying to just explain to our customers and our suppliers that our reputation isn't really that bad, and we are actually very, very good at what we do, and we are a good, clean company. And so, basically running damage control at all times is quite stressful.
And what kind of concerns have you had to your buyers overseas?
Well, we've had to reassure them a lot that this ongoing investigation actually is really something that we have to agree to and we have to comply with. But at the same time, they have to understand that that the company itself, the reputation of the company, is actually still very, very straight and very reputable. So it's a matter of reputation. This business is based on reputation.
Has your company ever had any biosecurity issues?
In the past, no.
So is it definitely going to close its doors? Is there any hope that you could remain open?
No, we are definitely going to close our doors, unfortunately. But it's a matter of, we're definitely going to close our doors.
Can you put a dollar figure on how much the company would have lost as a result of, all your stock effectively being quarantined out of use?
That's a pretty hard figure to put your finger on, but it's in, multiple millions of dollars.
How many staff will then lose their jobs when this is closed?
After it's all said and done, probably 15.
And they're all Bunbury South West residents?
Yes.
Yeah. And the company's moving to Germany, is that correct?
Well, we're considering moving to another jurisdiction where the authorities act in a much more reasonable manner.
So in terms of what your company manufactures, how many other companies around the country do that?
There's quite a few in the industry. Most of them are large global multinationals. We are a minority in this business in terms of our size. We're probably, one one-hundredth the size of our competitors.
But there are other companies in this country, in Australia, that operate.
Yeah, but there are. Yes, there are.
And have you spoken to them about whether they've ever had any of these issues as well?
Of course we have.
What have they said?
I actually, because of the ongoing investigation, I probably cannot comment on that.
And what are your concerns about your, information being shared around?
Yeah.
With the authorities having your hard drives, you said that there were some concerns about confidential.
Yeah, well, the information that was obtained through the search, if you want to call it a search, raid is more like it, they've returned most of that information. The information that they're retaining is our electronic data, And that information we have found has been leaked outside of the department.
What effect has that had on the company?
Well, it's obviously, if it leaks outside of the department, they know who our customers are, which customers to approach, where to get business from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Have you found cases where you've been undercut or you've lost business because of the leaks?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you asked for an explanation from the government on those leaks?
Of course we have.
And what's the response you've had from them?
None yet.
Can you talk me through the search? How did they deal with you and your employees?
Well, through the search, the raid itself, they conducted themselves quite reasonable during the raid, I guess, but it was more or less the actions of the department, or the lack of action of the department after the raid.
So can you talk us through that, those actions, with the court case and those sorts of things?
From memory?
There was a series of
hold-ups. I guess just the standout thing.
The standout things, well, first of all, is their lack or unwillingness to just deal with us reasonably. They were trying to stall as much as possible. So the longer they held our material in quarantine, the more damage was done to the business, because then you can't trade with our stock, obviously, in quarantine. So the number one item in my mind that comes right now is their lack of reasonableness to actually to talk to us and say, okay, what exactly do you want us to do? Can we come to an agreement outside of court? And they didn't want to, so we took them to court.
Are you confident that after this whole process is finished that you will be able to re-establish your company to the strength that it had, even if it is overseas?
Well, my wife and I are very creative people, I'm reasonably confident we can, yes.
What is the major reason you're closing? Is it the fact that you can't rerun the business or continue to run the business here? Is it because your competitors have taken your business? What's the major reason?
The major reason? I mean, there are a whole wide variety of reasons on that question. To give you the number one reason, I would say is basically our lack of confidence in the authorities here.
So it's feasible that if you had confidence, you could keep running the business despite everything that's happened?
As I said, it's quite a complex issue. I would say I'll stick to the first sentence, is that if our confidence in the authorities was returned, then there's a good chance that we would have continued operating here.
But is there any way to offer that confidence to
you
now?
Are you trying to convince me?
I have no interest.
I could say until that point, until we could regain our confidence here, I wouldn't say that we would like to continue business here in this area of business. And I'd also like to say, one more thing is that if anybody else would like to try and do this business here with the current authorities that are in place, watch out.